This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We will begin this week, I think, where we ended the last. The strength of this economy. It's growing, first of all. Consumers are feeling better, second of all. And the labor market, as we saw on Friday, is still really strong, third of all. Those are the headlines, on jobs especially. But it has been kind of a wild ride in the labor market the past 3-4 years. Nowhere wilder than for the people whose job it is to fill jobs, the temp agency staffers, the recruiters, the headhunters, and the like. Marketplace's Sabri Benishor gets us going.
By the end of 2021, when we were recovering from the initial shock of the pandemic, the U.S. had gained back 7.25 million jobs. Almost 500,000 of those were jobs around getting people jobs.
You see recruiting postings heading into the stratosphere.
Ron Hetrick is vice president of staffing strategy at Lightcast, a labor market analytics firm.
You know, you come up with 21 and 22, where there's a shortage of people. So a lot of companies thought, well, we're going to respond to a shortage of people by throwing more recruiters at the problem.
But after gorging on workers, employers slowed down the hiring last year. And so did the recruiters and the agencies working for them. Nels Olson is vice chairman of talent and consulting firm Korn Ferry.
You looked at high interest rates and inflation. I think there was some natural, pullback for a bit.
By the end of 2023, the number of people in temporary jobs in the U.S. had fallen by 7% in a year, and employment services companies took a big hit. Tim Sackett is CEO of HRU Technical Resources.
The staffing companies that struggled definitely had more tech clients than those that didn't.
Still, that plus a general hiring slowdown meant 226,000 jobs in employment services disappeared last year.
We move quick when the economy moves, and then we fall quick as the economy drops as well.
Jer Doyle is senior vice president of Manpower Group. He says 2024 will be better.
We do expect overall in our industry stabilization.
As inflation comes down further and interest rates start to fall, companies are going to want to do more hiring.
Second half of 2024 is when we should start to see a bit of a rebound.
Doyle says employment in recruiting and staffing services is a little bit of a crystal ball, what economists call a leading indicator. And it's indicating some cautiously good things right now. After declining for 14 months, the number of people whose job it is to help fill jobs increased by 9,000 last month. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishor for Marketplace.